Welcome to the Thursday afternoon commute, where we have the weekend dead in our sights. Thank God. Today's topic is the Georgia Lieutenant Governor's race, specifically underdog Jeff Duncan and his prospects for winning the Republican nomination in this month's runoff. Thanks for streaming the At Savannah Opinion Afternoon Commute podcast, where we provide your daily dose of local news insights. I'm Adam Van Brimmer, editorial page editor of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. We appreciate you taking us home with you each weekday afternoon. In the news today, the odorous tit-for-tat between the Republican contenders for Georgia's top executive job, that of governor, has consumed much of the oxygen in the upcoming runoff election. Casey Cagle and Brian Kemp will suck copious amounts of political air over the weekend after their debate tonight, which airs at 7 p.m. on Georgia Public Broadcasting. They have a second debate scheduled for 12:30 Sunday afternoon. But among those down-ballot candidates toiling for votes in the sordid shadows is Jeff Duncan. Jeff Duncan faces a political lifer David Schaefer in the lieutenant governor's race. Duncan barely made the runoff, edging out the third-place finisher by less than 12,000 votes in the primary, while Schaefer came within 1.1% of winning the primary outright. Schaefer had more than a 120,000 vote edge on Duncan in the primary. The vote tally aside, Duncan was emboldened by his making the runoff and has spent the 2 months since the primary building his profile and trying to up his name recognition. His campaign recently began airing a statewide television ad highlighting his candidacy. He stopped by the At Savannah Opinion offices Wednesday for a conversation. Before we wrap things up, let's squeeze in a sponsor read for Savannah Restaurant Week. For 10 days this summer, July 26th through August the 5th, Savannah celebrates her culinary heritage. More than two dozen of the finest local eateries will offer three-course dinners for a low price of $30 during the event. Three courses, 10 days, foodie paradise. Visit DineSavannahEvents.com for menus and participating restaurants. Duncan's narrative is pretty straightforward. He's labeled himself the outsider in this race, and even though he spent 5 years in the state legislature, he's the outsider compared to Schaefer, who spent 30 years under the Golden Dome. And Duncan also likes to talk about a grassroots fire burning. That's what he calls it, quote, grassroots fire burning among his followers. His objective as lieutenant governor, which is a job where the main duty is to lead the state Senate, is to change the way Georgia's legislature does business. Duncan bemoans what he calls the current political currency at the Capitol, which are favors and traded votes on bills, and vows to instead make the currency good ideas, and good ideas that can be made great. He'll reward those who show that approach with committee leadership positions and promote common sense legislation. So Duncan is a former professional baseball player. He spent several years in the minor leagues, and he's not afraid to play hardball. He started a website last month with a name that says it all, SchaeferWhistleblowers.com. Duncan's campaign believes Schaefer has used his political position to enrich himself personally, and the website is meant to gather tips to be investigated. To this point, Duncan's team has been unable to substantiate any claims. That's very important. None of what he alleges or thinks has bared out yet. The website's launching has given the lieutenant governor's race a discomforting edginess, but Duncan insists he's incredibly comfortable with the situation. All those years where his livelihood depended on getting hitters out has thickened his skin. That better be the case, as he'll need to continue to promote himself and draw attention to the lieutenant governor's race over the next 12 days in order to break through the noise surrounding Cagle and Kemp and to truly challenge Schaefer. By the way, Duncan and Schaefer are debating on GPB today as well. The forum starts at 4:30 and can be watched live or stream it later at gpb.org/elections. That's gpb.org/elections. Thanks for listening to the afternoon commute. Subscribe to this podcast through the podcast app on your Apple or Android phone. And you can also find us on SavannahNow.com. We'll talk to you Friday morning on that same website with the Morning Commute blog. Thanks for listening to the Afternoon Commute Podcast, presentation of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com, published by Michael Trainer and executive editor Susan Catron. Download this podcast at Apple iTunes, on SavannahNow.com, or wherever you download podcasts.